This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
I think getting reps in batting practice is key. Just knowing the stadium, trying to get a feel for it. But off the bat right there, I knew we hit it well. So I was just trying to get back there, and then I felt I was running out of space, so I just pulled up and played off the wall.
I think a lot of us were a little surprised that Naylor was at second base on that play. Did you have to kind of readjust where you were throwing it based on that?
No, I literally just turned and threw the ball towards home plate, like just straight. So when I realized he was on second base, I was curious as to what happened, but I was thankful for sure.
So the roof is open right now, or closed right now as we're recording this, but the roof is supposed to be open for game time. I've never seen the roof open here. You said you've never seen the roof open here. Is that going to change anything for you out there?
I think lately I've been getting my weather and wind report from the MLB app on the box score pregame. So ever since Miami, I messed up a little bit in Miami on a roof open day, and I didn't know what the wind was doing. So I've been making sure getting some knowledge from the MLB app. So hopefully that helps me out today. We'll see.
All right, I want to ask you about offensively, because right now things are clicking. Mendy had said he feels like you're much more athletic in the box. What does that mean to you? Is that something that you had been working on?
I can't speak for him. Maybe it means more fluid, but I feel good right now. You know, I'm constantly putting in the work every day, trying to make adjustments. That's what this game's about, and I'm just going up there trying to have good at-bats for the guys.
Top of the order obviously has been productive, but the bottom of the order has been really productive. Is that something you guys take pride in, get setting up the big guys up top?
Yeah, definitely. I think whenever I'm on base, and then I know that Paco and Soto and Pete are coming up soon, it gets me excited, man. So just getting on base for those guys is key.
Is the triple the most exciting play in baseball? Because when I see you hit a ball to the gap like that, I have to imagine that's probably the most fun you can have.
Yeah, it's tiring and exciting, definitely. I love it, man. It fires me up. It's part of the game that just brings that excitement. It brings that little football mentality once you get in there, diving in third base. I love it.
All right, so we're here in Arizona, so I have to ask you as well. Pretty great to be home?
Yeah, it's awesome. Sleeping in my own bed, it's been nice. Seeing my family has been great. I'm loving it.
I don't think guys realize how difficult that aspect of this job can be. So when you get a couple of nights at home, how relieving is it?
It's awesome. You know, it's great. Well, you just got to enjoy the time with the family and stuff. But it's definitely hard to leave, you know. So it's a little balance that you got to keep. But I'm just going to enjoy it while I'm here.
All right, one last question. You guys saw Zach Gallen just a couple of days ago, so getting a chance to face him now, his same turn through the rotation, what can you take from that last start? Because he was pretty good.
Yeah, he's a great pitcher, man. He hits his spots well, so hopefully tonight we just hit the mistakes.
Tyrone, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.